The history of Hawaii is just now being revealed through Hawaiian language sources. That's why learning about Hawaiian history now is a true journey of discovery.
325, His Majesty's Boathouse. 319, Her Majesty, that would be Kapi'olani.
Honolulu had telephones by 1880, you know. King Kalakaua and his subjects loved modern technology.
272 is His Majesty.
We're at the Ho'oulu Hawaii Kalakaua era exhibit at the Honolulu Museum of Art with Zita Kupchoi, the historian, docent, educator at Iolani Palace.
One of the messages that this exhibit gives to the world is that Hawaii was modern, educated, connected to the world. Kalakaua was connecting with people all over the place.
What did they think of him?
Well-educated, well-spoken, handsome, dressed really well, spoke English fluently. He was admitted to the bar in 1869. Mm-hmm. So not just what a lot of people think of him as being a party animal.
By the 1870s and 1880s, the Hawaiian kingdom had over 100 consulates and embassies in cities around the world.
Ron Williams Jr. is a PhD in Hawaiian history and an archivist at the State Archives.
That's what this exhibit's about, is the fact that Kalakaua was a master of taking, quote, foreign things and using them to represent the kingdom.
So the medals, the coins, these accoutrements of power, the flags, the outfits, meant something.
Oh, totally.
To him and to the people.
Right, and to the world. The kingdom had sovereignty since 43, you know, since 1843, but he was reminding the world through his declarations, through royal orders, through all kinds of stuff. Hey, if something happens here, you guys got our back because we have a treaty with you. You know, he was reminding the world of Hawaii's place.
Kalakaua's motto, Ho'oulu Lahui, means to increase and perpetuate the nation. So he publicized his people and their causes. He collected artifacts, promoted hula and other arts, and wrote a book of oral histories. By 1890, Kalakaua's health was failing, and his physician advised treatment in San Francisco. The trip was a busy one. The king declined and finally passed January 20th, 1891.
No cable, no phone, no satellite. The regent, Liu Kani, had sent out invitations to a ball to be held on the evening of Kalakaua's return.
Kupchoi says there's a quote from Curtis P. Ielkea talking about Queen Kapi'olani, bereft, on the lanai of the palace, watching her husband's casket make its way slowly from Honolulu Harbor. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.